Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M.
Welcome to the jungle.
Hey everybody, thank you for joining us on the podcast. Big show for you this afternoon. I'm going to talk about kids working here on the Gold Coast. Young kids, 14 years of age, see what they're up to. Also, a brand new suburb is getting named here on the Gold Coast. We arc up the phones as to what our suburbs that we've already got here on the coast should be renamed to. We count down the top three dummy spits of 2020. Spider joins us to talk about a very important topic and another contender for our Rush Hour Caller of the Year. You can hear that and a whole heap more if you listen to this. It's the catch up and it's starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
I have spent today, this morning out at Gold Coast Wake Park with my daughter. She was out with a friend, Kyra. They went out wakeboarding. And coming back, Coralie got a very exciting phone call. She's 14 years of age. She got a phone call for a job interview. She could have her very first job. She's on school holidays at the moment. Yeah, she's on school holidays and she has been granted a job interview for potentially her first ever job. And here's what I want to do at the top of the show. We've got a family voucher to give away to Event Cinemas. Awesome prize with the Christmas holidays upon us. A family pass up for grabs. I want to hear from, particularly kids of the Gold Coast, or if you've got kids, are they still working? I know I had to work every school holidays, mate. Oh, that's all I did, basically. We worked in the old man's window factory. That was where I spent my Christmas holidays. And I don't hear of kids really at young ages like that at 14 working anymore. I think it's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm super proud of my daughter. But what's your kid do? Or if you're a kid and you got a gig.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
My little girl has got a job interview, could have her first ever job, 14 years of age, super proud of her. Andrea from Rabina's called through. Your kid working too, are they, Andrea?
Yeah, my daughter's also 14.
Yeah? Where's she work?
Yeah, well, actually Baskin Robbins.
Oh, okay.
She absolutely loves it,
Yeah, right. I don't know if they'd trust my daughter at Baskin Robbins. One for you,
actually,
one for me.
I don't know if I trust her either.
Hey, good on you. Well done. Let's go to Jessica out of Hope Island. Go ahead, Jessica. You're on the air. What's your story?
My daughter is 16, just turned 16, and for the last year and a half, she has held a job at McDonald's, but she's also just secured herself a school-based traineeship.
Yeah, good on her. She's still at school, and she's doing all that.
Yep, she's just completed grade 10, and she will be going back through to grade 11 and 12. And, yeah, she's doing a school-based traineeship in a childcare centre. And she's been working at McDonald's.
Unreal. What an industrious bunch of young people we got here on the coast. Callie from Varsity Lakes. Go ahead, Callie. You're on the air.
Oh, my daughter, she wanted to save up for a new iPhone. So she put together a CV and went and handed it into a shop and she got herself a job by herself.
Yeah,
and she's just turned 14.
So what sort of bucks do they make, do you know?
Over about $12,
oh, yeah.
Between 12 and 14, depends on what.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's great, isn't it? I think it's a really worthwhile thing to do. I think it's great for businesses, to get young people in there, and also obviously good for young people to learn the value of a dollar and how it doesn't grow on trees, as my old man used to say.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
The fact that we've got a new suburb potentially heading our way. Have a listen to this.
A new suburb may soon be joining the Gold Coast. Council documents reveal construction of Pacific View Estate near Wurrungeri will be recommended to go ahead. It's a $3.2 billion development that could accommodate up to 10,000 residents.
Great. Our new residents have got to live somewhere, but what about the name? We happy with that? Pacific View Estates? Sounds a bit generic, doesn't it? Honestly? Sounds a bit Summer Bay-ish. Like it's a fictional sort of town. I love our old school suburbs, and I love more than that. I love what our locals call our suburbs. Like if you had the power to rename any suburb here on the Gold Coast, what would you rename it? We're going to open the phones up now. Some cool stuff to give away this afternoon to fling a prize to whoever's got the best suggestion for us. But our number 13 27 10. I remember last time we did this, producer Jeremy. Remember, I use it all the time now, and I hear it all the time, but I'd never heard it before. Stabrador, remember that one? You've got to have thick skin to participate in this next segment, by the way. But okay, if you had the power to rename any suburbs or, you know, those cool nicknames for our suburbs, we want to hear from you right now. What should they be called? What should our suburbs here on the coast be called?
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
We're getting a new suburb. It's called Pacific Heights. Boring. Lisa's called through. Go ahead, Lisa. What are you renaming a suburb for us?
Yeah, Backpacker Grove.
Where is it? Which one's that?
Any one of them. And I just want Transient Street in Backpacker Grove.
Good on you, Lisa. Okay, let's go to Karina out of Upper Coomera, Upper Coomeraa, as they call it. Go ahead, Karina. What did you want to say?
Yeah, Upper
Coomeraa
as well.
Yeah, Upper Coomeraa. I didn't hear that. I didn't know that one until last time. A lot of people call through, eh? Upper Coomeraa. I love it. Go ahead, Paul from Surface Paradise, mate. What did you want to say?
G'day, mate. I've heard the difference to the Stabrador, and I've heard Lockydor. And a slight variation to Southport, that maybe put that as Stabport.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, see, be careful, mate. I was about to fling you some movie tickets, but I live in Southport.
Oh, I know.
No, mate, you're heading off. You've got a family pass to go to event cinemas on us, all right? Great to spend some time with the family over Christmas because you get to go to the movies, spend time with your family and not actually have to talk to them.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Looking back, celebrating some of the big news events of 2020. Yesterday on the show at this time, you may remember, we counted down the top five news grabs of 2020, and our judging panel, extensive voting panel, voted Karen from Brighton the number one news grab of 2020.
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
There she goes. So that was yesterday's category. Give me a drum roll, please. I'll unveil today's category as we recap the horrible year that's been 2020. We will be today counting down the top three dummy spits of 2020. Game show music, please. Give me a little bit of theatre of the mind here. Give me some TV theme music. Oh, thank you very much. Okay, welcome along to the top three dummy spits of 2020 as voted for by the Dummy Spit Council of the Gold Coast. They've looked at all the dummy spits of 2020 and come up with these top three. Let's count them down for you. At number three, a guy by the name of Mark McGowan, WA Premier, Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan. Now, while we were celebrating here in Queensland at the news that we would be hosting this year's AFL Grand Final at the Gabba, he was crying like a little schoolgirl at the news that Western Australia were missing out. He's not happy about it because Queensland's a rugby league state, not an AFL state. We've slowed his voice down to make him sound drunk, but it was a good old-fashioned dummy spit of the highest order, and he comes in at number three.
It's not even a football state. It's the first rule of AFL. Always look to see how you can screw over WA.
Oh, boo-hoo, mate. Whatever. Coming in at number two, Ricky Stewart. He's prone to kick the can occasionally, spit the dummy. He was banging on about the referees, and he invented a new word here as well. The word is texts, Ricky. Not texts. It's text messages. But we slowed his voice down too, just for comedic purposes. Have a listen to Ricky going off after a game.
I walk into the change rooms there, I've got 47 texts. I never turn my phone on after the game, but I thought, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong in what I was thinking tonight. 47 texts. Every one of those texts agreed with every fan out there and everything I believe in.
Sure you got 47 texts, Rick. Sure you did, mate. Okay. The number one dummy spit of 2020. What a horrible year it's been. Now, I'm assuming that a lot of our listeners will be sitting back going, oh, it'll be Pauline Hanson. It'll be, you know, Donald Trump. It'll be something like this. No, we're going even deeper than that. We're going to The Bachelor. There was a girl by the name of Zoe, and she has red hair. And she feels, as someone who has red hair, that it is okay still in our society to discriminate against redheads. And she went off her chops. Again, we've slowed her voice down purely for comedic purposes, but our number one dummy spit of 2020, Zoe from The Bachelor.
The one time that I can walk in something, I'm like, no one has my hair, no one has my bone structure, no one has my body, and they don't. And that's not a lie. They don't. But you're still different. You're still a wrangler at the end of the day, and that sucks.
What are you laughing at, producer Jeremy?
So good.
Okay, there you have it. Our top three dummy spits for 2020. If you want to debate us on it, if you've got a thought, if we missed some.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
Tomorrow we're taking the show on the road. In fact, the whole station's getting picked up and dumped down at Currumbin for pretty much as worthwhile a cause as you could ever find. Every year we do this. It's Stand Up for Domestic Violence. But tomorrow, a twist. Because of COVID, it's going to be slightly different. We can't get the big crowds down to the Currumbin boat shed that we usually get. But we know how Bridge and Spider, in particular, have been behind this great cause for many, many years. And tomorrow, Spider is going above and beyond. He's joining us right now. G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really, really good. Looking forward to tomorrow. It's always it's a tough day, but at the same time, I think, to be able to come out and the whole station get behind standing up against domestic violence is huge. Not a lot of people talk about it, but unfortunately, I think the stats show this year it's been a tough year for a lot of people. I think 48 people have died to the hands or to victims of domestic violence. So a tough year.
So what are you doing, mate? This is how I understand it. From sun up till sundown tomorrow, you're going to be standing up on a paddleboard.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I'll be up there. We'll be down there from 5 and from 6 a.m. I'll stand on a paddleboard. I'm not, Luke, I know that you can surf and I know you're a water baby. They've even got a burger named after you at a surf club. You're that kind of person. I'm different. I'm not really, I can't surf. I can just stand up on skis and I'm no good at paddleboarding. But I'm going to stand up on a paddleboard for 12 hours. I don't even know if it's going to be tough or if it's not going to be tough.
It'll be tough. Like, just forget about just standing up on a paddleboard for 12 hours, mate. If you were just going to stand for 12 hours, that would be tough. But doing it on a paddleboard is going to be near on impossible. I've got a question for you. What happens when you need to take a leak?
Quick dries.
Oh, you're just going to go in your pants. What an animal.
No, I'm not, because Flan turned around and goes, they've got these new quick dries that actually change colour when they hit warmer water. And I was like, don't bring a pair of those just in case. So
are you seriously, like, you're not going to take a break? Because sometimes when people do things like this, they get like every hour they get, a couple of minute break or something. But you're going 12 hours just standing on the paddleboard.
12 hours, unless, of course, you've got to quickly go to the toilet. But outside of that,
right?
Yeah, I'll be doing like hours. So how many times do you need to go to the toilet during the day? Once or twice. You're not going to drink a lot of water. So I'm going to make sure.
You're a legend. I'm going to say this to you, Spider. I'm going to say this to you. You're a pretty humble bloke, mate. But I don't think any hombre on the radio airwaves here on the Gold Coast has done more for the Gold Coast community than what you've done over the years. And I know you don't do it for any accolades or to have anyone blow any wind up your jacksie. But I'm going to do it anyway, because this is what radio is all about. It's about taking a topic like domestic violence, which, as you said right at the top of this, is a hard one for blokes to talk about or for the community to talk about, and getting it out into the mainstream so that we can accept it and we can understand that it is a problem and discuss it in a mature fashion. But also for a bloke like yourself who's come from the world of professional sports and the tough world of AFL, for you to jump on board, mate, and do this, I commend you, because young kids in particular who are AFL fans or footy fans of any kind are going to look up to you and go, hey, Spider's a good bloke and he's doing this and he says it's the right way to go. And I think I think we need more of it, mate. So I commend you. Well done.
Yeah, I think tomorrow you'll hear a couple of chats, Billy Ray. And, you know, we're going to still look at, as you said, it's a tough topic. We're still going to have fun. We're still going to, you know, enjoy the whole day. But at the same time, just spreading that serious message. We know the story about Tara Brown 6 years ago when you know, she was murdered on the streets of the Gold Coast. And there's so many examples of that. But, you know, one of the stories tomorrow talks about how a mother saved her own daughter, and another one where Sandy Ray, the psychologist, talks, you know what, it does start at home.
Mm.
And children do learn from their parents. So, you know what, we've got to stop that, and we don't want to be able to breed more domestic violence victims, especially here on the Gold Coast. So,
Good stuff.
A tough day, but really looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you pee in your pants, mate. That's what I'm looking forward to. And we'll be down there with our show tomorrow afternoon.
We will be.
Listen up, Bridge Spider, now with Flan, early tomorrow morning down the Currumbin Boat Shed, and tune in and support any way you can. Thank you, Spider. See you tomorrow, mate.
See you tomorrow.
There he goes.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
May have noticed it cooled down across the coast this afternoon. A southeasterly wind change moved through, I don't know, about 3:30 the Savo. She dropped the temps a couple of degrees, and some cool temps on the way for the rest of the week. In fact, a Shisenhausen looking weekend on the way. Fair dinkum. I mean, it's going to be rainy, windy, and cold. Last week, we were whinging about the heat. This weekend, we're going to be whinging about the cold and the rain. Get used to it. It seems like it's going to be with us for the next few days at least, the rain starting on Friday. Actual audio of my Jats Crackers. Actual audio. Okay, now it is our final week here at Triple M. Unfortunately, we won't be returning next year, but what we're doing is we're celebrating the best callers of the year on our show. This time every day this week, and it will culminate with our caller of the year, which will be crowned on Friday afternoon show, our final show. And coming in at number four spot as our fourth best caller of the year is old mate who rang up to have a bit of a whinge. He wanted to be positive. He was talking about his missus, and he wanted to be as positive as he possibly could. It all got too hard for him, and in the end, he just let loose. Have a listen.
I just want to whinge about, especially my missus, been with her 12 years, love her to pieces, but I didn't know she had OCD so badly.
What does she do, mate? How does it manifest itself, this OCD?
Oh, well, I've got a room with my supposedly man room that's got all her girly ornaments, everything like a rug that needs to be straightened up every 5 minutes. Like the couch needs to be straightened up every 5 minutes. I mean, I'll be there watching the TV and she'll want to come and move everything to straighten it all up.
Yeah, my missus does that. I'll be honest. My fiance does that. She's just moved into my bathroom. Like, so the bathroom now, I have to put my toothbrush on this little counter thing that she bought. And like, I used to just chuck it wherever. But she's a bit OCD with regards to that. And the shower, all the shower gels have got to get neat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, your missus, maybe it's a chick thing, Daniel, I don't know.
Hang on, what about when you have a shave and the hair?
No, see, I shave in the shower. There's a good tip for any dude, by the way. Get yourself a mirror, shave in the shower, because she used to give me trouble about that. She'd go, oh, look at this, someone's had a shave in the sink. And I'm like...
Hey, that's amazing, but yeah. What about water droplets? You're washing up and everything.
Mm.
Everything needs to be cleaned and dried and put away. But so much as water droplets, no, we need to come and clean this up. This is not good enough.
I love that Daniel started this by saying, I don't want to he goes, I don't want to whinge too much. Here we are half hour later. And he sounds like he's just getting started.
We moved in with her.
Daniel, the worst, mate. Look, I'm going to leave you, mate. You're depressing me.
I gave a pretty good shot there too, I've got to admit, listening back to that. Both of us were just two broken down dogs just venting at one another. Okay, hey, look, thanks so much for your company today. We really appreciate it. Back for our third last show ever.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.